News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
There have been a number of texts to the organisation spun out, one every 11 minutes, to discuss young people and their difficulties with mental health. The CEO of Spun Out, Sinead Keane, is joining me now in the programme. You're very welcome to News Talk Breakfast, Sinead. So since 2020, the service has supported more than 250,000 conversations with young people who are struggling with their mental health. Are we looking at a genuine crisis point here, Sinead?
Well, this is a huge number of young people who've reached out for us to help, for help. And I suppose we're seeing an increase now in the number of young people coming to us, and we're seeing an increase in the complexity of what they're bringing to us. So from this report, we can see that the top five issues that they're coming to us around are around stress, anxiety, isolation, suicide and depression. And so that's a wide range of mental health challenges, from more maybe day-to-day anxiety. Then we've had 30,000 texters reach out over the five-year period with thoughts of suicide. So I suppose we're there for everyone from anything from a calming chat. We have young people messaging us on the school bus feeling anxious about going into school and getting that support, right up to people in that very acute crisis situation.
To talk about that anxiety, you say people are texting you from the school bus because they feel anxious about going to school. What else are young people telling you about what they are most anxious about?
We're hearing a lot of, I suppose, sense of hopelessness about the future when we're looking at, we're hearing about the cost of living crisis. Young people find it difficult, I suppose, to obtain housing close to where they're going to college or school, like student accommodation. And then we're hearing about that, I suppose, wider, the impact of that on generations. So their parents might be feeling that hopelessness as well. And of course, that builds out the family system and can contribute to anxiety and stress in the family household.
Now, one of the more striking features is the level of isolation amongst young people. And traditionally, I think we associate loneliness with older generations. So why are so many young people who are constantly connected because of their mobile phone feeling so isolated and so disconnected?
Yeah, it's really worrying and concerning. And like you said, there's a couple of things that contribute to it. It's complex. So there's definitely, young people have told us that the cost of living crisis means that, for example, they're going straight home after college. They're commuting really long hours and they're not able to join clubs and societies. I think also there's a piece around how much time people are spending online. And we've had loads of young people ask us to raise awareness about their desire for more in-person spaces and community hubs around the country where they can actually come together and be with one another in person. And that would be a real, I suppose, solution for that loneliness and isolation we're seeing amongst young people, which, as you said, is generally something that we would think about with older generations rather than with 16, 17, 18 year olds.
When you would expect at that time of their life that they're going to be surrounded by their peers and their friends and their life feel full. Do younger people in general find it much easier to open up via text message than speaking traditionally face to face the way we would have?
Oh, absolutely. So for many young people, a phone call would just feel totally out of the question. And for 60% of individuals who actually got in touch with us, this was the first time they've ever shared what they're coming to the helpline about. So if you think about it, it's challenging sometimes if you're feeling shame and stress to be able to say the words out loud. So sometimes being able to write them down is actually a much easier first step for someone than for picking up the phone and sharing them with someone.
Well, Sinead Keane, CEO of Spun Out, thank you for bringing those really interesting findings here to us on News Talk Breakfast. I think we need to go back, don't we, to taking the phones out of their hands and meeting people face to face. We're coming up.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.